to something that has got no errors in it, the Word of God. And would invite you to turn to our reading, John 1. In this passage we have a clear witness for precisely who the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a witness to the light coming to the world. Now, the witness was a well-known man of his time. In fact, he's a pretty well-known person of Scripture. I think if you went to somebody who's not a Christian, who possibly doesn't read the Bible, they would have still have heard of John the Baptist. He was a blunt, no-nonsense kind of person. He was an open-air preacher. He would often stand out by the River Jordan, calling people to repent of their sins. And when people did repent, well, he baptized them as a sign of them being forgiven, as a sign of them being washed clean from their sin. And at that time, that met a very spiritual need in the hearts of many of the people. So a lot of people were travelling to hear this open-air preacher. And a lot of people were going on to confess their sins. A lot of people were being baptised in the River Jordan. Now, it had been a long time since anyone in Israel had acquired that sort of following, that level of response. And the authorities back in Jerusalem began to wonder, well, what's going on here? We're hearing tales of a certain chap, and there are many people who are going to hear him. There are many people who are following this guy. So who is this rather eccentric preacher? So they sent a team down to the Jordan to check John 8, verse 19 tells us the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" Now, before we get into this account, let me just clarify something that could confuse maybe one or two. Not many, I don't think. John the Baptist is not the same John who wrote this book that we're reading. It is the Apostle John who wrote this book under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And here's the Apostle John because Jesus personally chose him to be one of his 12 disciples. So in our reading we have John the Apostle writing about John the Baptist. So I hope that's cleared that up. So John the Baptist was asked the question who he was. And it is very striking that John answers their question by telling him precisely who he was not. The first thing he makes crystal clear is that he is not the Christ. Verse 19 to 20. Who are you? 20. I am not the Christ. Now you might wonder, well, why does he even bring this up? Well, the reason is because of the hope the Jews had, particularly at that time. They wanted a rescuer. They were waiting for a rescuer, a savior, a messiah. They were suffering dreadfully under the oppressive rule of the Romans who occupied the country at the time. But the prophets had predicted that one day a man of God, the Messiah, and Messiah is a Hebrew word for Christ, the Messiah would come and deliver them from their oppressors. So the whole nation was on the lookout for anyone who could lead the nation and throw these accursed Romans out of their country. And therefore, you see, anyone who attracted a crowd, anyone who attracted a following, was looked upon by the people as potentially the coming Messiah. So John is very eager to get this out of the way immediately. I am not the Christ, says John. I know you are looking for Messiah. I know that. But that's not me. Well, then who are you? Verse 21. Are you Elijah? John the Baptist again says, no, I'm not. Now, this might seem an odd question because Elijah was an Old Testament prophet, I'm sure you know, who lived some 850 years before John. So it was on the face of it an odd question. But again, there was this prophecy in one of the later prophets, one of the so-called minor prophets in Malachi 4, verses 5 to 6, says this. Let me read this to you.